From the National Urban League, this is For the Movement, a podcast that discusses persistent policy, social, and civil rights issues affecting communities of color. I am Rhonda Spears Bell, Chief Marketing Officer of the National Urban League, and today I'm filling in for Mark, Don, and Kim to bring you episodes from the National Urban League's annual conference in Columbus, Ohio, where our theme is Save Our Cities, Powering the Digital Revolution. I'm joined today by Tanya Hallett, Executive Director of Global Marketing Human Resources at General Motors, and Myron Lord, Information Technology Counsel, also at GM, to discuss how technology will shape future jobs in the automotive industry. Thank you so much, Tanya and Myron, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Tanya, I'll ask the first question to you. We are, after all, at the National Urban League Conference. So tell us a little bit about GM and the work that you do in urban communities.
Absolutely. I'm thankful for that. Thank you so much, Rhonda. And I also want to say thank you to our Young Professionals President, Carlos Clanton, as well as Mark Morial, the president of the National Urban League. General Motors is really proud of this longstanding relationship. It's valuable to us, and we really support the work that you all are doing. Regarding GM's commitment and what they're doing, we are committed to fostering smart, safe, and sustainable communities really around the world. Our social investments, when I look at them, really are to promote economic growth in the area of STEM, right? Because we build cars. And so all of the technologies that go into not just the cars that you know now, but the cars that are coming in the future. When I think about our business and how we're going to help these communities, it's really about improving neighborhoods and empowering the residents in these communities. It's about creating opportunities for individuals to be on the move, right? Living, working, learning, and playing while having access to affordable, reliable, and innovative transportation solutions and choices. So that's what we're doing, and that's what our commitment is.
That is amazing. We love that. We love that. And one area that GM seems to have focused on is to help people prepare for job readiness skills. Why is this important to your company, and what are some of the examples of some of the initiatives that you're leading?
Well, this is extremely important to us, and it's really been a part of our history. So General Motors has been a disruptor of transportation since the onset. I mean, if you know anything about our founders, one of the things that you would learn is that we believe in entrepreneurism. And so there is this spirit of getting out in front of what's coming next, right? And so how this has helped us to be a global leader in automotive has really been about going into the communities, bringing residents in, and training for the skills that we need now, but also for tomorrow. We do a lot with STEM education. We have several Excel and Fast Track programs. We bring people in and expose them to it. Also, when I think about our hourly workforce, we do a lot when it comes to skilled trades development with our apprentice programs. We take hundreds of people through our apprenticeship programs, which are the core fundamental automotive trades, things like being a pipe fitter, being an electrician. Those are still extremely important trades, so we don't want to turn our back to them because as we think about innovation, innovation is happening in those areas as well. So we invest heavily in school-to-work initiatives. We have a strong K-12 program and then also a university program. And like I said, we have school-to-work that really focuses on apprenticeships and skilled trades labor.
That's great. I love it. I love it. And so, Myron, let's talk a little bit about technology and GM. So in government, classrooms, boardrooms, and even at our dining tables, there's a lot of discussion around how technology will continue to impact our lives. It's not going anywhere, right? So how does technology affect the automotive industry as well as career opportunities in this industry?
So I think it goes without saying that technology is here today and here to stay. You think about the concept of the Internet of Things. These days, you can have your kitchen appliances connected to the internet. You can have your garage door openers connected to the internet. And I think the automotive industry is obviously no different. The automotive industry in the areas of electrification as well as autonomous are leading the way in terms of providing mobility options and opportunities to those who might not otherwise have an opportunity to travel and be as mobile as they would desire. So I think in terms of technology shaping how we do things in the future, the here and now, it's critical that there is appropriate awareness and preparedness for those individuals that are interested in getting these more high technology types of jobs. And as forums like this, through the Urban League and other like-minded organizations that individuals can take advantage of forums like this and become more prepared for opportunities through technology.
So with that in mind, what are some of the automotive jobs of the future? What kind of skills are needed?
We talk about STEM, and obviously STEM is critical to advancing the technology agenda. But there are also other support types of jobs that I believe that are also important. For example, even in the purchasing organization, purchasing individuals need to understand technology to appropriately price and understand what are those aspects that need to be understood when it comes to billing and understanding what a supplier may have to provide. You think about the tax and the finance organizations. They need to understand how companies can make money off of these technologies. Lawyers need to understand technology to be able to appropriately protect the interests of the companies in which they serve and they support. So these are all very important initiatives that have to, be at the forefront of organizations such as the Urban League, and is again, forums like this that will help those supporters and patrons of the Urban League to be ready to move to the forefront.
No, that's really good. Thank you. And so, Tanya, tell us, how would someone prepare for these future jobs, or how could someone readjust their careers to be competitive candidates for the future? Are there any specific programs or initiatives that they should consider?
Oh, that's such a great question, because as I was listening to Myron's response, I started to think through that we're an automotive company, and that's how many people think of General Motors, but we are a transportation solutions company, and more, we're a technology company. So in addition to the jobs that Myron mentioned, I want you to think about coding, right? And how you can bring that in. The other piece is that being a global business, we have all kinds of jobs. I have medical doctors that report to us. We have nurses. We have statisticians. We have lawyers, obviously. We have HR professionals. We have people in purchasing and manufacturing. We'll have all kinds of engineers and IT professionals. So for me, to prepare is to focus on competencies. So spend a lot of time thinking about how you can build competencies around problem solving, data analytics. Be courageously curious about data. Start to learn to love data now. I want to look at it all kinds of ways, because that's how you innovate, right? That's how you look for opportunities to make things better. So I would say the skills are really to focus on those core competencies. And I would say also broaden yourself, experience the world, know what's going on outside of the 10-mile radius of where you live.
Right.
When we think about what the National Urban League fosters, we and being in urban communities, many times you are the place, a destination place that people like to see and talk about, but know more than that 10-20-mile radius of where you are. Know what's going on in the world, because that's another competency, right, that will help you to develop relationships, have empathy for others, and then when you put that on top of great problem-solving skills, understanding data and being able to step into that and being courageously curious about what's going on, it's truly the skill that you need.
That's great. Thank you. That's awesome. And I love how you're putting this in the context of when you said that GM is not just an automotive company, but it's a technology company. I don't think many people know that or understand it in that context. So this is helping us so much. How can people then leverage their experiences and involvement with organizations like the Urban League to help advance their careers, even in this area around technology, the automotive industry, and how all of that is coming together?
So I think I respond by just saying that, you know, I look across the room, there's companies, Johnson & Johnson, UPS, General Motors is obviously here. I mean, these are leading multinationals that can provide many of the jobs that individuals seek across the communities that these various individuals, that we serve as companies. So I think that, really, awareness of these types of opportunities and these forums is critical to making sure that people are prepared and know where the trends are going from a job perspective.
And I'd like to add with that onto what Myron said, because I completely agree. And I also think when we think about the National Urban League, one of the other organizations that we partner with is Black Girls Code, things like that. Those organizations, when we see people that not only leverage the opportunities to connect with the resources that the National Urban League provides, but also then engages with and shows volunteerism and helps to move the movement forward, companies look for that too. You gain competencies that I talked about earlier by supporting these organizations and helping them to move their efforts forward. So I think not only using them for their services, but engaging with them to help move the mission forward. We look for that.
That's awesome. This has been so enlightening for me personally. I know for our audience that's out here. How can our listeners learn more about the work of GM in this specific area or any other area? What's your website or your social handles? Tell us about it. Where can we find you?
Well, we're in a lot of different places. We're certainly on Instagram for those of you that prefer to go to the gram. But we have several websites that you should look and learn more about our company. So if you want to know more about our GM diversity initiatives beyond what we've shared, go to www.gm.com/diversity to understand, to say, okay, they told us this. How are they really living to that? What are they promoting? We have careers.gm.com. We have lots of roles out there. The roles that are listed are throughout the United States, so there's opportunities, you know, for many people. We also have, for those of you who are entrepreneurs, we have our supplier diversity program. So for those of you who are entrepreneurs and think that you may have services that could be leveraged by General Motors, I encourage you to go to www.gmsuppliediversity.com. So we really encourage you to just check us out. We also have a huge corporate giving initiative, and that website can also be found from our www.gm.com website. So we have lots to offer to the community for those that are entrepreneurs who want to join us or who want to also check in on us, because we love it when our customers and our friends keep us accountable.
I have one final question for both of you, and whoever wants to answer, but you have to tell us, what is your call to action for the movement? After all, this is the For the Movement podcast. So what's your call to action for the movement?
Two words, awareness and preparedness. And I think that we have a responsibility as corporations to uplift and educate and inform the communities that we serve. And it's through relationships like this with the Urban League that we hope to live up to the movement's call. And so, you know, on behalf of General Motors, we thank you for this opportunity.
I would say the word that I used a bit more to you all, because Myron hit what our call to action is as a company, to be courageously curious. Be courageously curious, because there's so many opportunities will open up to you and make the world a better place, I believe.
That is awesome. Thank you so much, Tanya and Myron, for joining us today.
As always, you can follow us on all social media at NUL Policy for updates. Be sure to subscribe and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Play. Kudos to our communications and policy teams here at the Washington Bureau and our editing team at Podfly. And thank you for listening to the National Urban League's For the Movement.